USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After weeks of protests and calls for him to step down, the governor of Puerto Rico has a big announcement last night.
I announced it to you today that I will be renouncing the post of governor.
Governor Ricardo Rossello, speaking through a translator there, saying he'll step down on August 2nd. That after a scandal involving a group chat that was leaked that showed offensive remarks from Rossello against women, gays, and victims of Hurricane Maria. Millionaire sex offender Jeffrey Epstein found injured in his Manhattan jail cell. Not a lot of details released by officials, but reports are he was on the floor of his cell in a semi-conscious state with marks on his neck. Investigators say they don't know what happened to him, but he's now on a suicide watch. Remember, you can find us online. We're at usaradio.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance. Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Some Democrats claiming that yesterday's testimony by the former Russia special counsel Robert Mueller only helps their impeachment efforts. Republicans see it quite differently. Here's House Judiciary Ranking Member, Republican from Georgia, Doug Collins.
Mueller debunked it all. That is put to bed. There's no other Democrat can go out and say, oh, I see collusion in plain sight. Mueller put that to complete rest today. The second thing is, when the Democrats did all of their tricks and their little flower points and said, here was the obstruction, he looked at them and said, I don't subscribe to your theory. That obstruction theory is blown.
Collins was speaking on Hannity on Fox News. Meanwhile, House Judiciary Chair Jerry Nadler says Mueller's testimony shows the president could still face criminal prosecution after he leaves office. For the first time since President Trump last met with the North Korean leader in the DMZ, the Pentagon says the North has launched at least two short-range missiles in recent hours. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A social media giant getting a whopper of a fine. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
A record $5 billion fine was imposed to Facebook, along with new oversight on its privacy practices. FTC Commissioner Noah Phillips.
This is the largest privacy fine in history. It's orders of magnitude bigger than record privacy fines both in the U.S. and Europe. It's probably larger than every single privacy fine ever imposed by any government agency anywhere in the world.
Facebook also faces a new FTC investigation into anti-competitive behavior. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A wildfire burning just outside Flagstaff, Arizona, now 12% contained, an evacuation order lifted for a couple of dozen families who were forced to leave their homes earlier this week. They were able to return late yesterday. The so-called museum fire burning nearly 1,900 acres since it began back on Sunday, expected to grow just another 200 acres thanks to some rain that fell earlier this week and more that's expected in the next few days. And the commander of a U.S. Special Operations Task Force in Iraq is sending home a platoon of Navy SEALs, reportedly for drinking while deployed. They've been forced out early to San Diego by the commander of the task force, and the unit is said to be still under investigation. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.